Well, every year, more than 7,000 children under the age of 18 experience cardiac arrest outside a hospital. And for kids, that cardiac arrest is often deadly. Defibrillators can save lives, but it's estimated that only about half of states require these devices in schools where kids are. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports.
AED stands for Automated External Defibrillator. It's a device that sends a shock to the heart to try and revive a heartbeat. Indiana is one of two Midwest states that's collected state data on the number of AEDs in schools. Roughly 60 miles northwest from Indianapolis, Jefferson High School in Lafayette has 25 AEDs on its campus.
This is our weight room area. This is used a bunch.
That's the school's athletic trainer, Jeff Clevenger. He points to one of the AEDs that's located where kids exercise.
So we have one mounted over here by the refrigerator.
A sudden cardiac arrest is when someone's heart stops pumping blood throughout the body and the person is no longer conscious. It can happen when someone has a heart condition. For young people, 9 out of 10 times, it's deadly. Survival chances are higher if CPR is done and someone is able to access and apply an AED within 3 minutes or less. People don't need to be trained to use an AED. Once you turn it on, it starts talking to you.
Make sure 911 is called now. Begin by exposing patient's bare chest. Remove or cut clothing if needed.
At Jefferson High School, classrooms have a map of where the devices are located so they can be found quickly. Clevenger says that preparation throughout the school district was partly why they were able to save 2 lives on their campuses.
If you have one at the nurse's office and she has to run up to the 3rd floor with the AED, that's not an ideal situation.
Research shows youth survival rates are nearly twice as high if AEDs are located where students exercise on campus. But it can be difficult to determine just how many AEDs are needed. John Dressner with the University of Washington studies survival rates of youth sudden cardiac arrest and the usage of AEDs in schools. He says there's no cutoff.
And so most high schools probably require 4 AEDs or more based on the size of their school campuses. It's possible smaller high schools might need less.
Some Indiana schools don't meet that threshold. A state survey collected the number of AEDs in Indiana schools in more than 1,200 schools, a little over half responded. Around 40% of those schools that go up to grade 12 have fewer than 4 AEDs. Dressner says the medical community and public safety experts agree. AED should be strategically placed so people don't waste time retrieving one. He says not meeting that criteria is unacceptable.
These recommendations have been out for a decade or more. Every school should have an emergency action plan to respond to sudden cardiac arrest and should have access to AEDs.
A quarter of Indiana schools that reported data also don't have an emergency response plan to ensure people quickly know where an AED is located.
You can say I have an AED, but do you have a plan? And most of the time we don't.
That's Julie West. Her son, Jake, died in 2013 of a cardiac arrest at the high school in LaPorte, Indiana. He's one of thousands across the country who die every year. A recent study found Black children are more than 4 times as likely to experience a cardiac arrest as white children and have lower chances of survival. The school where Jake West died had an AED, but his mom, Julie, says it was in the coach's office and not easily accessible. She now advocates for schools to have proper safety protocols in place.
I have seen AEDs with dead batteries. I have seen AEDs locked up. I have seen AEDs with expired pads because I think they were put up and like, okay, I did it, but you didn't do it all the way.
One reason some schools are reluctant to purchase AEDs is maintenance for the device. Plus, they have to find funding. An AED costs between $1,200 and $3,000. Others say cardiac arrest isn't that common in children and schools shouldn't be required to have AEDs. Julie West disagrees.
If we push this out year after year after year for some reason or other, there's more children that are going to die from sudden cardiac arrest because our schools are not prepared.
At least 16 states are considering or have considered legislation this year to help respond to sudden cardiac arrests. Only half would require AEDs. Federal legislation to provide schools with funding has stalled in Congress. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.
We suspect some parents might be making some phone calls to their schools. Elizabeth's story was supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2023 Data Fellowship.